Good morning, everyone. I'm John Myrie, and welcome to the Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. On this week's show, we're talking with fishing guide Steve Jensen down at Hayward Bait and Bottle. And then our DNR area fish manager, Max Walter, talks about the upcoming conservation hearings. And then lastly, we're talking with Damon Schrader out at Hayward Power Sports. Lots to cover on this week's show, all coming up right after these messages.
Do you go to boat shows? Go ahead, but don't get rushed into a deal. Come see the ongoing boat show at Hayward Power Sports. The earlier you buy, the better the factory incentives, and the staff believes in getting you exactly the boat you want for less. They carry London Tracker boats, Bennington, Sun Tracker, and Weir's pontoons, and every major outboard on the planet. Plus, many outboards now offer at least 5-year warranties. The boat show is today at Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77 and online at haywardpowersports.com.
Riding along in my automobile.
Bumping into things unexpectedly? Make your first choice for collision repair. Ernie's Auto Body, featuring the most advanced collision repair facility in Northwest Wisconsin. With a state-of-the-art spray bake-down draft paint booth for that better-than-new finish, laser technology for precision frame alignment, loaner cars available, computerized estimates, written guarantees, and documented unmatched customer service, the clear choice is Ernie's Auto Body, south of Hayward on Highway 63 and Nursery Road, where quality is no accident.
Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering welcomes you to stop by for their great lunch menu. And while you're there, Lynn's also has a great selection of custom-cut meats and sausages, as well as many varieties of snack sticks, jerky, and fresh cheese curds, and much more. Lynn's is open Monday through Friday from 9 to 6 and 9 to 4 on Saturday. Lynn's Meats and Custom Catering, right next to Cooper's Family Restaurant in Hayward. We're recording this week's show down at Hayward Bait and Bottle, and helping out today, co-hosting, is none other than fishing guide Steve Jensen. And good morning, Steve.
Good morning to you, John. Thanks for having me on.
You know, we're starting to lose our ice here quick. I mean, this show's for the 29th, and, you know, I think by mid-April we might be having some open water.
Oh, absolutely, John. Things are certainly happening very fast. In fact, some of the smaller lakes I know guys are not even able to get back out onto. Some of the big lakes guys are still getting out doing some ice fishing, but it's going to go fast, no doubt about it.
What's it been like the last week or so ice fishing coming up to this?
You know, I'm hearing mixed reports. I've been in here in the shop. We're resetting for the spring set, so I haven't been able to get out, but I'm talking to guys every day who are going out, and kind of mixed reports, guys that know what they're doing are catching fish, but I definitely talked to some guys that have struggled a little bit, but in general I'd say the panfish bite has been real strong here at Ice Out.
You know, guys got to be extremely careful, you know, in that real late ice, though.
Absolutely. In fact, I know of a couple of snowmobiles that have gone through, a truck up north that went through, and even some guys that have fallen through trying to get out on the ice. So just, you know, use extreme caution if you guys are still trying to get out this weekend. Go with a buddy. Make sure you have ice picks to help get you back up on the ice should you fall through. And I would highly discourage taking out any vehicles of any sort, including ATVs.
And talk about open water right now. You know, as about a week ago, I haven't checked lately, but a week ago, I was talking to one of the guides that said they was almost ready to get out there on some of the areas of Lake Superior up by Saxon Harbor and stuff.
Oh, you bet. And, you know, I think by the time we talk here, some of these rivers will be opening up. Guys will be getting out in canoes. Of course, you have catch and release trout fishing, so guys are doing that. There's a lot of stuff starting to happen, and it's all going to come real fast.
I know you're heading for, I don't know when you're heading for south to muskie fish?
Yep, I'm heading to Kentucky here just a couple of weeks for the first event of the Professional Muskie Tournament Trail down on Cave Run Lake in Kentucky, so looking forward to that. I just pulled my boat out a couple days ago, getting it all ready to go, and of course had Damon at Power Sports get me all set up and getting that thing going, and looking forward to doing some muskie fishing before you guys will even have the ice off up here.
You dog you. Hey, well, at least we'll get up here and get out and do some crappie fishing early. I mean, that usually is pretty good. Once we get that ice out, a lot of guys don't take advantage of it, but crappies can, if it warms up a couple warm days, boy, you can have some really good fishing.
Oh, absolutely. And honestly, I'm expecting probably a couple of weeks of good fishing, you know, prior to the game fish opener. I think guys will be able to get out, do some crappie, bluegill, and perch fishing, which is something new for us the last couple of years. John, as you know, we've had ice on most of our lakes right through walleye opener. So looking forward to a somewhat normal season, if there is such a thing.
I think you're right. We're sporting the word there normal. I think we're going to be back to a normal ice out and more of a normal opener. And you know, and usually that means that a lot of these walleyes at that time could be post-spawn already.
Yeah, it's going to be different. You know, we've had the joy of getting in on the spawning action, which we don't always get to. I think things will be quite a bit different from the last 2 years, so I think guys will have to adjust what they've been doing, but usually the fishing success is real strong for walleyes that first portion of the season.
you know, and there'd be a lot of, I don't know, a chip of flowage. I hope they can find enough water to fill that.
Yeah, it's interesting. She is down low, and as you know, we didn't have the snowpack that we've had the last few winters, so hopefully it will fill in. I'm sure we'll get some rain. Usually it does a good job at filling back up, but she's down pretty low right now, that's for sure.
I know they got the governor's opener out there, and you know, that's going to be quite an event too, I guess.
Yeah, and that's for the opening weekend of fishing. They are bringing up a huge crew of guys, which I think is great. Going to kind of promote our Hayward area here. Definitely a great thing, and I think I should get out and enjoy that opening weekend.
You bet. You know, other stuff coming up, you know, the first turkey season kicks off just April 15th. That's close.
Yeah, it is getting close. In fact, we got all our turkey stuff out now. Guys are getting their turkey licenses, been selling lots of the spring order permits so far, and I think guys are getting geared up. I have actually seen a few toms here this week out strutting. I've seen some rough grouse out on the roads doing a little drumming and strutting. So there's definitely signs of spring this year, that's for sure.
I know you guys are pretty much gearing up here at the store. I've been kind of scrambling the last week or two here.
Oh, you bet. It's always a little bit of chaos getting the ice fishing stuff put away and getting all the spring stuff out. We have a tremendous selection here, so it's amazing how much stuff we have to get ready and get out.
You know, and speaking of spring, we have the spring hearings that'll be coming up too. That'll be, you know, early in April. And next segment of the show, I got none other than our fish biologist here, Max Walter, talk about those meetings. It's interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. And I urge everybody to go attend the Congress hearings. Voice your opinions. This is our one chance a year, John, where the DNR and the committee gets to listen to, you know, our concerns, our thoughts, and what we think they should do. And I think it's a great opportunity for guys to voice their opinions.
You bet. You know, and study up ahead of time so you know what you want is not something that's not doable.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and there's always a lot of interesting topics that come up on the vote, and we certainly encourage everybody who has a say in it to get in there and voice your opinions.
Well, you know, we're going to have to take a break right now and hear from some of our fine sponsors. We come back, I've got that interview with Max Walter.
Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one stop for the Hayward area's largest selection of rods, reels, lures, fishing electronics, boating supplies, and they've now expanded their selection of soft plastic bass and walleye baits. No matter what you're fishing for, at Hayward Bait and Bottle, you'll find everything you'll need for a successful season. And while you're there, in their bottle shop, you'll find a full selection of beer, wine, and liquor, too. And also don't forget, now they carry Shoreline and Shoremaster docks, lifts, and accessories at Hayward Bait and Bottle.
With the spring meltdown, Hayward Power Sports wants to know, are you ready to ride? Take advantage of the Can-Am Ready to Ride sales event and save up to $2,000 on remaining 2014 Can-Am off-road vehicles or up to $800 on select 2015 models. Every Can-Am ATV and side-by-side is built with the same DNA industry-leading performance, precision-engineered handling, and rider-focused design. When it comes to ATVs, come ride the versatile Outlander or burn up the trail on a sporty Renegade. Thinking about a side-by-side? The Commander and the Commander Max models are great on the trail and come in handy when there's work to be done, too. When it comes to sporty performance, nothing beats the Maverick, Maverick DS, or the four-seater Maverick Max. No matter what your riding style, there's a Can-Am for you during the Ready to Ride sales event at Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77. Offer ends April 30th, 2015. Certain restrictions apply, subject to credit approval. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Can-Am ATV riders must be at least 16 years of age and have taken a training course. For safety and training info, contact the ATV Safety Institute.
Anglers, if you'd like to have your time fishing be more enjoyable and productive, hiring a fishing guide can be a good investment. Whether it's learning more about fish patterns throughout the year, learning how to use your depth finder to find the best spots and fish, learn how to use that GPS to get the most out of it, or learn better boat control. A day on the water with a guide can really help you to be a better angler, as well as make a day on the lake very enjoyable. To book a guide trip this year or get more information, call myself, John Myrie, at 715-462-9402, or Art Malin at 715-865-2336, or you can find us on the internet at www.wiscnorthlandoutdoors.com, and then just click on Area Guides.
Welcome back to another segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors with myself, John Myrie, and sitting in today is Steve Jensen, fishing guide. And Steve, you know, that meeting in the last segment, you said a lot of people should show up, but not enough people really go to them, I don't think.
You know, it's true. You know, obviously, people kind of forget about it, and then those are the guys that you hear about whining that this law didn't get changed or this rule didn't get changed, or everybody has an opinion, as you know, about fishing and hunting. This is our one time of year, you guys, where you do get to actually voice that opinion, where people can hear what you think, and they will certainly take all of our concerns into thought when they make these changes. So I think it's important, if you can make it, to go attend. And I think everybody should get down there and do it.
Well, let's hear that interview with Max, and we come up back, we'll have another interview yet and even more.
We're down at the DNR office talking to our favorite fish biologist, Max Walter, and I know you got a chuckle out of that. Max, you know, we got a big meeting coming up we're going to talk about here in a couple of weeks now.
Yes, the Conservation Congress annual spring hearings are coming up. It's going to be April 13th this year. It's a Monday. They're in the evening, 7 p.m., and the one for Sawyer County is going to be at the Hayward Middle School. And that's the middle school, not the high school. So yeah. People got to pay attention there.
And the one over in Washburn will be in Spooner, I think, right, too. I could always put that on the radio show later, but one in each county.
That's right. There's one in every county. You can look on the DNR website. If you search Conservation Congress, they've got their own little section. You can find out where all the meetings are. You can read up ahead of time on what the questions are going to be. So there's a lot of information out there to kind of get you prepared for the meeting.
I know every year we have a fair turnout, but, you know, actually we could use more people there, I think. People should go there if they got an interest.
I would strongly encourage anybody who has an interest in hunting and fishing to come, find out what the process is like, you know, get involved and make your voice heard. You know, I talk to a lot of people that certainly want input on the process, but don't take the time to show up to this meeting. And that's a shame because this is where it's happening.
You bet. You know, and the one thing I will caution people on too is that if you're going to go to a meeting like that, kind of look at the background of some of the questions and why they want to propose a size limit or whatever, not just say, well, this is what I want, because, you know, that may not be the best thing for the management of the fisheries or hunting. We want to look at what you guys are proposing and why you're doing it and the best biological reason, the best situation out there.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's what this balance is all about in this relationship. What we're trying to do is we're looking at a problem, and we're putting out something that we think is going to work as a solution based on all the information that we have in front of us from our surveys and from our creel work and things like that. So, you know, we put that solution out there for the public to then weigh in on and say, yeah, we like this, let's go forward with this plan, or no, sorry, we don't like this plan, you know, let's try something else. So it's kind of this back and forth, and it's so important to have the public involved in that. Otherwise, you know, we're kind of sitting here just trying to guess at what people might want.
Yeah, keep an open mind when you go to the meetings, I think.
Yeah, absolutely keep an open mind, but, you know, read up on the proposal, how it came to be, you know, what we expect it to do, whether that's fish or wildlife. A lot of it, you know, is just trying to solve problems, and it's usually things we all agree on. The fish aren't big enough. There's not enough fish. We need to do more to protect this type of fish. So it's things we all agree on, and we might differ a bit on what the numbers are, but I think it's important for people to know that we put a lot of thought into this, a lot of time. These proposals are all reviewed by fish biologists from across the state, so it's not just my idea. It's something everybody's looked at and said, yeah, we think this has a chance to work.
Well, looking at what's coming up this year, I know we've been working at trying to get some different regulations in place on some lakes and to try to manage, and we've talked about this on previous shows, try to manage our walleye fishery better, our pan fishery better. The muskie thing, we've got pretty much down that path, but I think we can always use improvements on everything.
Yeah, and you know, I'm glad you brought this up because this is a big year for fisheries proposals. There are a lot of them, and there's a lot of local ones. So if you're somebody who's kind of on the fence and you've never come to one of these before, make this year the year that you come. There's a lot of big things coming up that are going to have impact on the way we're managing our resources here for many years to come. It's walleye, it's panfish, it's trout, it's bass. We have one muskie proposal. There's a lot of stuff.
Well, let's start with the one of probably the most popular fish people fish for out there, the panfish. We can't no longer look at panfish like there's a million of them out there and we just take what we want and ignore regulation. We need to have regulations in place because we're actually seeing a decline in some of these fisheries as far as size structure.
Yeah, and you know, the panfish issue is a great example of how this process is supposed to work. People have been coming through the Conservation Congress and saying, the panfish are getting smaller, we're not as happy with them, what can you do? So the DNR then took that initiative. We came up with a plan, we looked at the science, we looked at what works in other places, and we came up with this proposal to try and fix some of these lakes where we're having panfish issues, try and make bigger panfish by using different experimental regulations. Now we're bringing that back to the people and saying, look, we took your idea, this is what we came up with, what do you think? Should we give it a try?
Well, some of these regulations all may mean that the angler is going to have to, you know, give up a few fish, basically.
That's, you know, really, John, at the heart of it, that's what fishing regulations are. You know, if it's not stopping anybody from doing anything, it's not making any difference. Everybody's still doing business as usual, right?
Right.
If we change the panfish bag limit from 25 to 22, that doesn't have much of an impact at all. It has to kind of restrict things to have a chance at making that population better. And so the goal is, by taking less panfish, we're going to keep those fish out there a little longer, let them grow bigger, and it's going to be something people are going to ultimately be happier with. Having 10 big bluegill instead of 25 kind of medium-sized ones they're not real thrilled about.
What are some of the proposals for this year?
Well, there's the panfish issue, which we've been talking about, and that impacts quite a few lakes across the state. It's not a statewide change, but we've identified about 100 lakes throughout all counties of the state where we want to try and change some panfish regulations. That's mostly changing bag limits. We have some walleye size limits that we're proposing to change locally. That includes putting a size limit on the triple flowage to protect some of these young fish that we've been working so hard to stock and to get going out there. We have a lot of work related, or a lot of proposals related to bass. As we know, our bass fisheries have been changing pretty rapidly, and it's time to address that with some regulations. So we're taking length limits off of largemouth bass on quite a few lakes, or at least that's what we're proposing to do. And again, that's following what the anglers are telling us they want to see. The goal is to have people give people the opportunity to harvest some more of those smaller largemouth bass so that we can keep the populations thinned out, growing better, not having impacts on other species. We also want to see some more protection on some of our really exceptional smallmouth bass fisheries that we have around here and make sure that we can set those up so that they can sustain themselves through for the long haul here. We also have one proposal for kind of the North Fork of the Chief River lakes, so that's Spider, Tiger Cat, Mud Callahan. To change the muskie length limit. It's currently 28 inches. People aren't very happy with that. We said let's bump it up to 40 inches, give those fish some more protection, and kind of put those lakes in the same status as other muskie lakes.
Well, you know, that regulation is more of a perception thing because, you know, going to the regulation thing, when it comes to the biggest success in fisheries, it's been bass fishing and muskie fishing. A lot of that's largely due to the fact that many anglers, most in fact, probably practice a real strong catch and release ethic. When it comes to panfish and walleyes, I mean, like Al Linder once says, their problem is they taste too good, you know, and there's just not the catch and release mentality with those as there is with bass and muskies. So, in other words, we need to have kind of a mandatory catch and release by, in fact, with some regulations in place to kind of balance that off, I think.
Yeah, you know, you did a great job there highlighting some of the different management challenges depending on what people want out of that species, you know. The set of issues we face with muskies is totally different than what we're dealing with panfish or walleye. But the muskie regulation we were just talking about is a great example of how, you know, we work with the Conservation Congress to develop proposals that people want to see. This didn't come from the DNR. This came from the Congress. They said, we're not happy with this 28-inch length limit. Let's do something else. We picked that up. We said, great, let's do it. And now it's, you know, it's kind of on the verge of being implemented if it passes the spring hearings.
Well, things can change. I mean, the reason that some of those lakes were put out at 28-inch size limit is the data basically showed that they were a pretty slow-growing fish, but for some reason they kind of just turned into a faster growing. There's a more big fish showing up than we thought.
Yeah, that's definitely been a reason for pushing this along is we're seeing some changes in those populations and a lot nicer fish. And like you said, people don't want to give the idea that, you know, muskies are a throwaway species in that lake. We're not doing much to protect them. Yeah, go ahead, keep them, whatever. That's not the message we want to send. We want to send a message that says, these are great muskie fisheries. These are a place where, you know, people should come and fish. You're going to have a great chance of catching a fish. And now you're going to have a pretty good chance of catching a nice fish, too.
You know, I suppose this is a good meeting again. When's this meeting going to be?
It's going to be April 13th at 7 p.m. at the Hayward Middle School. And I hope to see a lot of people there.
And if guys want information, is there anything going to be on the internet for that if they want to kind of read up on stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. Go online, go to the Wisconsin DNR website, and search Conservation Congress, and you're going to get a page that's got all kinds of great information about the meetings, about the proposals, about how the Congress works, how you can get involved, how you can write your own resolution. If there's something that you want to see on a lake in the area or a hunting regulation, something like that, if you've got an idea that you want to bring to the DNR's attention, you can do that at this meeting.
Well, Max is always interesting to listen to every time we get him on, and we have him on here quite often. But right now we do need to take another break and hear from more of our good sponsors. We come back, I've got an interview with Damon Schrader from out at Hayward Power Sports. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages.
Check out OC Outfitters for all your fishing, hunting, and camping needs this year. They're ready to get you out on the lake with everything from rods and reels to licenses and live bait. Come see their Columbia clothing for men, women, and children. They have a full line of shirts, rain gear, shorts, and jackets, and they have new rifles, shotguns, and handguns to choose from. New this season, a propane filling station. That's OC Outfitters, 4 miles east of Hayward on Highway B, open 7 days a week. Phone 715-634-1044.
Pet owners, Hayward Animal Hospital reminds you that arthritis can be a debilitating condition in dogs both young and old. Trouble getting around, stiffness upon rising, and refusal to use stairs are a few signs that your pet may be affected. New products can help control the pain and improve the health of arthritic joints. Dr. Ostrander and the staff at Hayward Animal Hospital can design a program to help your pet regain a higher quality of life with less pain. Call Hayward Animal Hospital at 634-8971 for an appointment.
Successful anglers know knowledge is the link to fishing success. LakeLink.com is your online link to that success. In just a few mouse clicks, you'll discover how to research lakes, browse up-to-date fishing reports, communicate with other anglers, sell, shop, learn, and much more. LakeLink members also have access to online lake maps that can customize in our interactive map viewer. Get GPS coordinates, plot structure, save, and print your maps on demand. If you're missing fish, then discover the missing link, LakeLink.com. Log on today at lake-link.com.
Welcome back to the last segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. And myself, John Myrie, and helping out today is Steve Jensen, fishing guide, works down at Hayward Bait and Bottle, and fishes almost all the water up here too, don't you?
I do. I cover a lot of water. That's kind of one of my trademarks is I'm not a one lake guy by any means. Cover a variety of species and a variety of different bodies of water. And that's the cool thing about our area, John. We have so much variety here. There's a lot to explore and a lot to enjoy.
One thing we both got in common is we both go out and we deal with Hayward Power Sports out there. Our boats come from there and, you know, good people out there.
Absolutely. Again, I could never say enough about those guys. Just like our biologist, Hayward Power Sports always rolls out the red carpet whenever I need something done, especially in short order. Damon is the man. He will get me back on the water as soon as humanly possible. And that's very big when you're, you know, making your living fishing, John. You want to be able to get back, get problems solved, and those guys are excellent at what they do.
And they help out with a lot of events, sponsoring stuff, too. Anyway, let's hear that interview with Damon, and we come back. We'll have a wrap-up on the show. We're out to Hayward Power Sports talking to Damon Schrader, service manager. And Damon, you know, it's spring coming fast this year, it looks like.
Oh, we can't wait. We've been panicking the last 2 years. Ice has been on till May 1st, and we haven't been able to get really ready. So this kind of warm weather early is kind of a nice little change in pace for us out here.
I know you guys are getting boats out and getting everything ready, and some interest in the new boats this year.
Yeah, we got a lot of people already coming in, and they got all the boat shows going on all over the place. We actually have a boat show going out here on Tracker products right now, so it's nice having 50-degree weather, the sun shining, and all of our lines are coming out.
You know, what's new this year? I mean, there are a few new models out there from Lund. You know, I know they make changes every year, don't they?
Yeah, they've got a few changes. The main hull, the boat is kind of sort of similar as it's been because Lund makes a good product. So why change it? But they do got a bunch of new features. They've got a bunch of basically the interior. They did a lot of different things. They got new drawers you can get and sliding drawers, different net systems, different layouts on the inside of the boats. And they actually packaged a couple boats differently this year too. You can get like a Rebel XS now for under 20 grand ready for the water. It comes with all your locators, trolling motors, everything you need. Order right from factory. It comes completely set up, ready to go.
And Tracker, you got a lot of Tracker stuff. I mean, they come pre-rigged with the motors on them too?
Yep, Tracker comes all ready to go, and Tracker is actually getting to be really popular out here with us. We're moving a lot of Tracker boats. They got a very good product, and it's a kind of a no-hassle type product, which is really nice. You can go online, price your own boat out, and whatever you see, it doesn't matter where you go. Of course, we want you to come here and get the boat. But it's nice for shopping and make it easy online to check it out and do a little research on your own, too, before you even come on out.
They made some changes, I know, and even a more extended warranty even.
Oh, yeah, they're actually backing up their product really well now. Everybody, Tracker has added several years to their warranty now on their hulls, their interior. They've switched all that around this year, and Lund has actually made some improvements on that as well.
I know Mercury, a few new things from Mercury last year or so. They come up with a new 115 too, that the four stroke. It's been a real good runner, I guess.
Yeah, they're really breaking that up. I haven't personally got to use one or see one yet, and you can actually kind of do a little bit different, like gear case swappings, depending on which type of product you want to put that motor on, from a fishing boat to a pontoon boat. it's geared up a little differently, so you can basically fit your application, which I haven't done that before, so it's really nice.
Let's talk a little bit about fishing boats. You and I fish a lot, and you know, how you set up that boat is really critical on catching, you know, doing more, being more successful out there, I think.
Yeah, they're actually making it pretty easy for us fishermen these days. I mean, with the new electronics and the new anchor modes they have and the new power poles they have or talons they have, and you can basically set up, if you're an average fisherman, you can get into some really nice units really cheap now, nice colored units. You don't need to spend a lot of money. If you want to spend a lot of money, they got some really neat new features with 360 imaging and this new iLink system, and Lowrance and Motor Guide is coming out with the same deal now, so you can really dial yourself in if you like to stay on certain patterns, and it's awesome, the technology, how it's advancing so fastly.
But how it's put together and how it's rigged is critical. I mean, I'm very meticulous, you know that, putting my boats together, and I know that there's a difference in rigging a boat properly and just cobbling it together. And I've seen some dealers out there that basically just throw stuff on the boat, all the accessories. You got a crew of guys here that all fish. They know where this stuff should be and how to properly put it on.
That's correct. We actually go to schools for it. We've met with all of our reps. We've got a couple guys that strictly just rig the boats, and you can take a $1,000, $2,000 unit and basically turn it into a $200 unit if you don't do it right.
Depth finder wise.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't got the locator set up correctly, if you don't got transducers set correctly, if you don't got them networked in together properly, I mean, you can have a really nice unit and it's not going to work how it should work. So we take pride in it. We've got a couple guys, like I said, that's all they do. So we do a lot of them every year and they're done right.
You get a lot of guys that got their own boats and they want to maybe make some changes. They want to install some new equipment on it or just get the boat out, get it ready. I mean, this is a time to start thinking about all that.
Yeah, we got a lot of calls coming in already. We pulled down about 30 of our new boats yesterday, actually, and the sun's out. So now is a good time to get going. Beat the rush, beat the crowd. Don't wait till the last minute.
Any good tips that you can give them on things that get overlooked on the boats? I know wheel bearings is one I always give them.
That's a really big one. Wheel bearings, lights, and make sure if you didn't put it away properly last year, fire it up before you get to the lake. Just make sure the gas is good. You've got oil in it. Your basic things. Make sure the batteries are charged, because there's nothing worse getting all fired up, jacked up to go out the first day and something doesn't work.
There's weather holds, Damon, from a fishing standpoint. What do you think we're going to see for a fishing opener? I think it's going to be a good opener.
I can't wait. I think it's going to be a great opener. I think the temperatures of the water and everything is going to be just about perfect for us when the opener actually finally does hit.
Any good tips for guys heading out there on opener, where to find fish and stuff?
Shallow. You want to be shallow, and moving warmer water is probably the most key two things in an early season is moving warm water and shallow. Yep.
You just said one key word there, warm water. I mean, this is a time of year where I think everybody needs to absolutely pay attention to that temperature gauge on their depth finder.
Oh, it's very crucial. I mean, 2 degree water change from one side of the lake to the other is a huge difference when it comes to that early season fishing.
I know you're rigging up a new boat this year for yourself. You got a new 1875 Lund?
Yeah, I'm excited. This is actually my first new boat I've had, so I'm really excited. I got the new Lund, and we're going to get it all set up with the Hummingbird Link system and see if we can catch a couple fish this spring.
You're going to be fishing that league, you think, this year, the Walleye League, or how's that going? You heard anything on that?
Yeah, I think we're doing a Walleye League last year. Dan Palmer started it last year out of the Twin Lakes Tap, and it was fun. We had 7-8 boats in it, and we're hoping to get a few more this year. So if anybody wants to get in that Walleye League, it's one night a week, and you can sign right up at the Twin Lakes Tap.
Yeah, or stop by and talk to Damon about it out here. Damon will talk fishing with you if he's not chasing around. You can kind of anchor him down sometime.
Yeah, that's right. This is a good time right now. I'm not running around too bad the next couple of weeks. So come on out and we can get it all set up.
Well, thanks, Damon.
Yep, thank you.
Well, you know, Damon, you know, he talked a lot about new product and stuff. And, you know, there's always new stuff out there. I mean, every year they change stuff.
They sure do, John. For you and me, it's hard keeping up with all the new good stuff. Pretty excited about new products coming out from Minn Kota. Of course, there's always new additions to the boat lineups out there. There's so much sometimes that it gets a little bit overwhelming. That's why it's always good to go talk with the professionals.
Steve, give out your guide information here for somebody who's interested.
Yeah, if anybody would like to get out with me this summer, we're doing trips for walleye, smallmouth, and muskies, of course. 715-558-3709 is my cell, and you can always get a hold of me at fishhunts.com or down here at Hayward Bait and Bottle.
And if you got a big group, we can both get into them.
Absolutely. You know, John, we can handle big groups. I do a lot of times corporate jobs, so if you have a bunch of family coming up, we can certainly handle just about any
Well, folks, you know we're out of time for this week, and I want to remind you, if you miss a show, you can get that show on our website at WNORadio.net. We're out of time, and we'll see you again next week.
Listen with me, I'm going to take you there to our Wisconsin outdoors, our Wisconsin outdoors.
This program has been produced and hosted entirely by Wisconsin Northland Outdoor Communications. Any and all views expressed are not necessarily those of the station.